This Sunday, the Seattle Reign FC plays in the National Women's Soccer League final. Everything comes down to this one match. The season's been exceptional for the Reign. The coach was recognized as the league's coach of the year. The team has won the most matches in the league, and player Kim Little was honored as the league's top player. Keelan Winters is captain of the Seattle Reign. She says her team's on a roll, and local sports fans have started to notice.
You know, winning helps. Last year we weren't winning, so this year with our winning record and we're going into the championship game, and you know, I think that now all of a sudden the city's taking notice of us. So winning helps. Good press. It, you know, creates excitement around the team. So
everything is at stake Sunday. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes.
The whole championship, the whole season's on the line.
Yeah. So we've won the NWSL Shield, meaning we had the best record and we were number one finishing the season. But at this point, that means nothing, because if we go into the final and we lose, then it kind of feels like, you know, we did all that for nothing. So, you know, it's winner go home, and well, the finals are here, but we're expecting a sellout crowd, which will be really exciting.
So, Keelan, we hear a lot about the 12th man when it comes to the Seahawks. How much does the crowd add to how you guys perform?
Normally, when you're on the field, you don't really take notice of the fans. You're just so in your zone that you don't really hear anything. But I think last game, there was a point when we went down 1-0, and the crowd went silent for a split second, but then all of a sudden started cheering us on. And I think that actually, that kind of 12th man experience, it's real. And I think that being at home here in Seattle, I think the 12th man's going to be huge for us.
Keelan, your dad played basketball with the NBA, so have sports always been a big thing for you?
Yeah, always. I'm one of six kids, and we all played basketball. We grew up around the sport, given that my dad was an NBA player.
And a coach.
He went on to coach in the NBA. So we moved around quite a bit when we were little, but it was all revolving around basketball, because we would go from, you know, city to city where my dad was coaching, and they pretty much threw us in any sport imaginable. And basketball was obviously, you know, a favorite among my siblings, but soccer happens to be mine.
Boys, girls, even mix of?
Three boys and three girls.
Oh, so you had a team, three against three.
Yeah, exactly.
When did you know that soccer was it and that you were going to pursue it professionally?
I think that soccer was always my first love. I always loved soccer more than basketball, but I think I knew I wanted to pursue professional soccer after the 99 World Cup. The USA women won the 1999 World Cup.
Welcome, everyone, to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, and the Gatorade Women's World Cup pregame show as we prepare for the much-anticipated final between China and the United States.
I remember watching that game. I was a 10-year-old, and I saw those women win the World Cup, and it was kind of in that moment that I realized that that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to play in a World Cup. I wanted to play in Olympics and play soccer as a profession.
Go!
So how much focus has that taken?
That's a good question. I think that I was an extremely confident girl, and I think I knew that I had the talent and the athletic ability to become a professional soccer player. However, I do know and did know something my mom and my dad really kind of ingrained in all of us, that, yeah, sports are great to pursue, but at the end of the day, your body's not going to last that long, so you obviously have to focus on your academics as well. So growing up, I'd say that it was always, you know, my school came first and sports came second. However, my heart, I think that soccer was really something that I really wanted to pursue.
You know, there are phrases, run like a girl, kick like a girl, throw like a girl, all pejoratives. And most recently, a little girl named Monet Davis just took the nation by the throat and said, look at me. Her team didn't win the Little League World Series, but she inspired all these fans to hold up signs that said, I want to throw like a girl. You're young enough that you're post Title IX girl in America, mm-hmm. so you grew up with the possibility that this could happen. But how has the attitude about women in sports evolved since your girlhood days?
Yeah, I mean, I remember being little and playing on a team with boys, and then I got to a point where I was playing with girls, and I think that in my, I guess, generation, that we've always known that sports is a possibility for us, and maybe not professional sports, but definitely collegiate sports, because we are the generation that has definitely benefited from Title IX. So collegiate sports were definitely something that was always an option for us. But I think that the professional realm was, we always had to look to the men. So there was WUSA years ago, and I think that we got to look. That was really the first taste women got for a professional women's soccer league.
Well, I think this is the third go-around that you're part of right now.
It is the third go-around. So this is the third professional league. So there's WUSA, and then there was the WPS, which I played in my rookie season, and that league folded, and now this is called the NWSL. So I think it's huge to have a professional women's soccer league in the States, because I think that girls not only get to look at collegiate, know that they can play collegiate sports, but they can look beyond the collegiate realm and look to the professionals and, you know, have dreams of playing professionally.
Did you follow at all Monet Davis and the story of this little girl?
I did a little bit. Well, I listen to NPR all the time, actually, and then I read ESPNW all the time as well. So, yeah, I was listening quite a bit around the stories around her.
Even though the Reign is the number one team in the league, if I go to the sports section in the Seattle Times, sometimes, occasionally, you'll be up there on the front page, but more often as not, I have to, as a reader, leaf through all the stories about male athletes. And it's despite the fact that there's an acknowledgement that women are athletes, play sports. And so I wonder, in terms of being a professional female athlete, A, how does that feel? And when do you think that at some point people are going to take women's professional sports as seriously as they take the men's?
I think this is something we talk about rather frequently, because you are right. You know, we look into the Seattle Times, or we look to the news stations around the area for the 5 o'clock news, and they do all the news coverage or the sports coverage, and rarely do they feature the Seattle Reign. But we know that winning creates good press, and winning is really what's going to get us to be able to have that press. And it's happening now. What's going to change that? You know, I don't have an answer for that, because we're now in our third go-around of a professional league. And, you know, the WNBA has been around forever, and yet they struggle getting the press that men's sports do. So I think that when we can, as a society, this is kind of diving deeper into the, you know, philosophical things. But I think when we can realize that we can stop comparing women's sports to men's sports and just realize that women's sports are different from men's sports. And because they're different doesn't mean that they're the lesser, and doesn't mean that we're, you know, lesser of an athlete than the men. I think that's when really I think the sports and the news media and the coverage of women's sports will change. But, you know, that gets into a whole another topic that you could spend hours on.
Aside from the acknowledgement, the accolades that you think you should get, what's been a challenge for you as a professional female athlete?
Yeah, so the professional league here is 6 months long. And in this league, the basically, if you're not on the national team, the maximum salary is $30,000 for 6 months. And so after that, you're...
Wait, that's the maximum salary?
Yeah, if you're not on a national team.
I see.
If you're not a national team member, then your maximum salary is $30,000 for 6 months. So that's enough to live off of for 6 months, but then your wages stop at the end of August. And so then you have to kind of figure out, are you going to go play overseas? Are you going to get a 9-to-5 job? Is that job going to allow you to train in the off season? So there are a lot of challenges. Just this last off season, I decided to stay in the Seattle area and coach and work out. And, you know, I was training with boys teams, local club boys teams in the area to try and stay fit and stay, you know, at the top of my game. But I think that's, you know, that's so, I mean, that's a huge challenge in and of itself to go 6 months at a time trying to figure out what you're going to do. I'm 25 years old and it's all fun and exciting for a little while, but then there is also, you know, an added stress. I mean, a lot of us are, our leases on our houses and apartments are up at the end of the month, and yet that's Sunday. That's the day of our final game. So, you know, when are we going to move out? So it's, I mean, there's so many challenges along with, you know, being a women's professional soccer player.
I'm talking to Keelan Winters. She's captain of Seattle Reign, the team with the best record in the National Women's Soccer League, the NWSL. They play championship game, as you just heard her say, on Sunday. So given that, the joy you get from the game and all these challenges, would you recommend this as a career for younger women who are listening, thinking, God, I want to be a pro athlete?
Yeah, so I just listed off a bunch of negatives or cons to being a women's professional soccer player. But what I didn't say was, you know, soccer's enabled me to travel the world. I've been to Chile. I've been to Germany. I've been to Japan. So I've been able to travel through my soccer and for free. So I've been able to experience different cultures and meet, you know, people from different parts of the world that, you know, I don't think I'd really be able to meet otherwise. So, you know, while I list all these negatives or cons that are hard about this profession at the moment, there are so many wonderful things that, you know, I think are part of being a professional athlete.
Keelan Winters is captain of the Seattle Reign. The team plays for the National Women's Soccer League championship title this Sunday.